Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're looking forward to a wonderful weekend here at Bible Baptist Church. We have our church bonfire tomorrow, and we look forward to a great time there. It's always a good time to have some fellowship together. We share some testimonies, and we eat some food, and sing some songs, and it's a sweet time. We look forward to that tomorrow. And then, of course, the Lord's Day on Sunday, 9:30, Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 for the morning service, and then 5:30 is our evening service on Sunday, October 5th. So come on out and join us. We'd love to have you be our guest. Now, yesterday I started talking about the five crowns of the believer, and I urge you to go back. We covered the first two crowns yesterday. We're going to cover the last three crowns today. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 11 through 15 is the basis of this. It's the judgment seat of Christ, and the Bible says every man will receive his own reward. There are rewards to win, and the Bible calls them crowns. And yesterday we talked about the incorruptible crown, and we talked about the crown of rejoicing. Now today we go to the third crown, and that's found in James chapter 1 and verse 12. James 1 and verse number 12. And the Bible says this, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." Well, here's the crown of life. This crown is given to those who love God and devote themselves to him in every area of their lives. Not just a ho-hum, yeah, I love God, but there's no outward expression of it. I mean someone who's completely sold out to God. That we love the Lord more than our own life. The scripture says we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. It's the type of love that causes one to take up their cross and follow the Savior. Sets aside everything and everyone so God can be glorified in us. It's the crown of life. Someone who loves the Lord more than he loves his own life. Jesus said, Mark 8:35, "Whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it." Let me illustrate. Maybe husband and wife, you start going out together, and you begin to put aside things that hinder you from being with that person. Why? You love them so much, you're willing to change to fit that person in your life. You want to please them and do all you can for them, because their love for you and your love for them compels you to. Well, it's God's love for us that compels us. Paul said, "The love of Christ constrains me, because he died for all. And since he died for all, that those of us who live should no longer live for themselves, but unto him who loved them and gave himself for him." So we're careful where we focus our love. Our love for family can become unbalanced. And we want them, and we pour a lot of our life into them. But don't do that and put aside your love for God. You can't love father, mother, brother, sister, even children more than you love God. We seek first the kingdom of God. Loving God first will overcome and will receive the crown of life. We devote ourselves completely to him. It's surrendering to him. You see, when you love the Lord, you won't give in to temptation. If you love the Lord, there won't be a temptation. You'll have temptation, but it won't seem that way. You won't be tempted to sin as far as wanting to give in because of your love for the Lord Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring you closer to God, to love him with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. You endure trials and tribulations and suffering, even unto death, and you'll receive the crown of life. You may undergo some hardship, some testing, some tribulation, and even physical death. Are you willing to die for your faith in God? That's the ultimate sacrifice. But the truth is, he's calling us to live for him, isn't he? Christians have been martyred for their faith. We saw one just several weeks ago. And I believe he received the crown of life once they entered into heaven. So we have the incorruptible crown, we have the crown of rejoicing, and we have the crown of life. But number four, we have the crown of righteousness. The crown of righteousness. Now that's 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul's last words is before he gets beheaded. He said, I've fought a good fight, verse 7, I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. But then listen to this, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. It's a crown of righteousness to those who lived by faith and lived a full life and died for the Lord Jesus. They've gave their all. When the final bell sounds, so to speak, there's no what ifs and I wish I could have. No, we're totally spent. Poured out. Pouring out our life as an offering to God. Give our whole lives in service for the Lord. C.T. Studd said, if Jesus Christ be God and he died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. And C.T. Studd left behind a life with the elite in England, a fantastic cricket career ahead, a wife and children to follow God's call to Africa. It was Jim Elliot, the missionary to South America, killed by the natives, who said, he's no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Wherever you are, be all there. Live to the hilt every situation you believe to be the will of God. Jim Elliot. They're words of determined faith. Paul said, I fought the good fight. Living for Jesus isn't for cowards, my friend. It's men and women of courage and men and women of faith. You don't just walk in and possess the promised land. You got to fight. Be strong and courageous like Joshua. And then he said, I finished my course. The reward is for completers. Oh, listen, finish well. I know many through the years, they've started well and run for a while, but then there's always a reason that they drop out and they don't cross the finish line. Just stay in the race. Remain faithful. Stay true to God. Don't give in. One preacher said, I'm not interested in your praise when God comes through for you. I'm interested in your praise when he doesn't, when the person doesn't get healed, when the finances don't come through, when the people don't like what you did, and or the people don't like what you said, when you lose your job or you can't pay the rent. Faith is praising God like Paul and Silas when you're still in the prison. So you have to continue to stay true to God no matter what. Not to Paul only, but unto also all them that love his appearing. Looking forward to see the Lord. Looking forward for Jesus to return. Oh, my friend, let's live good. Let's live righteous. Let's love the Lord with all of our heart. Let's make sure that we're saved and we're justified and we've trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. Yeah, we all have flaws. We all have weaknesses. We have temptations we may struggle with. It's not perfection, but direction that God's looking for. So let's make sure we're striving for the crown of righteousness, the incorruptible crown, rejoicing crown, the crown of righteousness, and the crown of life. All right. And now, number 5, the crown of glory, the crown of glory. So we have the incorruptible crown, the crown of rejoicing, the crown of life, the crown of righteousness, and the crown of glory. 1 Peter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 1 through 4. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who also am an elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not of filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Well, there's another crown. It's the crown of glory. This is the pastor's crown. It'll be given to ministers who faithfully feed the flock of God. And that's preachers or possibly missionaries or anyone who teaches the word of God to others. I think this crown will signify the importance of sacrifices, of bringing up others in the way of God. God wants people saved, and he wants them to learn about him and learn to walk with him. And so he gives a crown to those who would shepherd others to help them to live for God and live for the glory of God. Someone say, well, I'm not a pastor. I don't think that award can be given to me. Well, listen carefully. I believe that as you teach people the word of God, hey, Sunday school teacher, you're kind of their pastor every week for 45 minutes. Hey, bus worker who teach those bus kids, you're their pastor. Listen, you're you're carefully seeing over a flock that God's given to you. And so you do it willingly, not by compulsion, not because you have to, but you are doing it willingly, wanting to serve the Lord and be proactive. You serve eagerly, not just for money. This is for pastors. You may give a reward, and thankfully our church takes care of us. But listen, in fact, 1 Timothy 5, Paul said, Timothy, the elders that rule well ought to deserve double honor. But if they work hard at labor in the word and doctrine, they're pastoring, teaching, and preaching, then you ought to reward them doubly. And churches that take care of their pastors and their leaders who serve them, they prosper and they're blessed. They enjoy heaven's economy. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen over and over again. Church members take care of their pastors. And pastors are to be examples, not lording over them. You can give in a reward like theirs if you follow your pastor's directions, instruction, and example. They're your spiritual leaders. They watch for your souls, and they have to give an account. Hebrews 13:17. So church members can share in the reward when their pastor receives his crown of glory. So here's the crowns. The crown of life for those who are devoted completely to Jesus. The incorruptible crown for those who live disciplined lives. The crown of rejoicing for those who won other people to Jesus Christ. The crown of righteousness for those who had a determined faith and finished the course and are looking for his return. And the crown of glory who's dedicated their life to support God's leaders. And for the leaders who have shepherded well their flock. Don't let your life be a waste. Don't just scrape into heaven. Don't be saved yet so as by fire. Why don't you surrender yourself afresh and anew to God today? I heard recently a testimony of an Olympic athlete who won 5 gold medals at the Winter Olympics some years back. A friend went to visit his home one day expecting to see his medal displayed. However, he didn't see him. And he asked him, "Where do you keep your medals?" And he said he didn't have them. He went on to say, "Well, the first one I gave to my mom, because without her, I wouldn't have made it. I gave one to my younger brother for his support and encouragement, and he saw me through. I gave one to my coach. He trained me and believed in me," and so on. He actually gave all of them away. And the man telling the story said, "I thought to myself, I could never do that. If I worked so hard for those medals, I'd want to keep them for myself." He must have really been a great person to be able to do that. But then a scripture came to my memory. He said it's Revelation 4, and it says, "They fell down before him who sits on the throne and worshiped him, and they cast their crowns before the throne." When the time comes in glory and you and I receive crowns, you know what we'll want to do? We'll want to give them right back to Jesus, because without him, we can't do any of it. Now, if you're not thinking that way, then you're doing in your own strength and your own gratification and for your own glory and honor. No, my whole life is his. And what I do is in his strength, and none of the glory should go to me anyway. With God's grace, I'll cast my crowns at the feet of Jesus. For it's through him and to him and for him are all things. To God be the glory. The 5 crowns of the believer. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I look forward to being with you again on Monday, and I'll see some of you, Lord willing, on Sunday in church. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. bright sunny sky.